Here at the UN, many of the issues we deal with pertain to Africa. Development, peace, security, health, education, and all. So it is important that when you have such issues, you also have a person who can give voice to those issues. Yes, I'm the first African woman to serve in this position. I feel humbled and honored. And it is, on the other hand, also a reflection of Secretary General Ban's commitment to Africa and to the empowerment of women.
What would you identify as some of the main challenges you faced as Deputy Secretary General of the UN?
One of them is the challenge that we had in establishing UN Women. You know what UN Women is? This is an entity that deals with gender equality, women's empowerment, and supporting countries. Before then, we had four disparate entities with inadequate funding, not adequate human resources as well. And so we didn't have much impact. So we had this responsibility of ensuring that we consolidated our work, we brought our strength together to establish UN Women. There is one that I overlooked, and this is dealing with the aftermath of the Abuja terrorist attack last year. When I went there, I was very saddened by what I saw. There was destruction of property. Our staff had been affected, some had been injured. There were people who were killed, scores of people killed from both the national and the local staff. This was a huge challenge. It was very saddening indeed to see this type of scene. It was also a sad realization that the UN flag was no longer a cover for us.
How would you sum up your experience overall?
Well, this has been a very interesting, exciting journey. Every occasion that I had is memorable for me. If I had an opportunity to give a speech, to give a statement, that was a privilege. Every day was an honor to me, and every handshake will remain a memory. So it has been a very interesting journey, a very exciting one.